Merry Christmas. Wonderful words, aren't they? Some people, usually without thinking, I think, say things like, Happy Holidays. And I understand that. I don't care for it, but I understand it. I love the words Merry Christmas because words have meaning. The words Happy Holidays can mean anything. But when you say Merry Christmas, it means and recalls something wonderful. The joyful birth of God the Son, Jesus Christ, in the flesh. Words have meaning. Today's gospel has some of the most beautiful, today's gospels, we have four gospels that we read at different times on Christmas. They contain some of the most beautiful and meaningful words ever spoken in history. Last night, for example, at Midnight Mass, we read the words of an angel 2,000 years ago. Do not be afraid, he said, for behold, I proclaim to you good words of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. Those beautiful words meant that the promises made long ago had been fulfilled. The words once spoken to King David, to Moses, and to Abraham, words promising that God would send a Messiah to save his people, the Jews. Those words were a promise, and God kept his word, his promise. But these angelic words also had a meaning that went well beyond the Jewish people. A meaning, as the angel said, for all the people. Because it was the fulfillment of a promise not simply made to the Jewish patriarchs, but a promise made to the human patriarch and matriarch, Adam and Eve. Although the words were spoken as a curse to the serpent who had deceived Adam and Eve, their effect was to become a promise to all the people. As God said, in the beginning, he said, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and hers. You shall bruise his heel, but he shall crush your head. In these words, almost from the very beginning, God gave his word that he would redeem man from sin and from the curse of death, suffering, and fear, and reconcile all men to his friendship. This is God's word, the word of God. But the meaning of the words, the word of God, is even more rich than that. If we go back even further, we remember the very first verses of the Bible in the book of Genesis. The very first verses that tell us in the beginning, God created everything out of nothing by simply saying words. It says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And then it says, God said, let us create man in our own image. And man was created. In the language of Holy Scripture, God's words are not simply empty sayings or merely letters on a page. When Scripture says that God speaks, and when it refers to God's word, it really means God is revealing himself or revealing something about himself. In many ways, God's word is himself, communicating himself to creation and to man. So when God says something, we can believe it, because when God gives his word, he's given himself. So at the Masses today, today's Mass, we read the first words of St. John's Gospel. Again, some of those beautiful words ever. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came to be through him, and nothing came to be that did not come to be through him. And in describing the very same passage that the angel spoke to the shepherds when he said, today a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord, St. John tells us today, and the Word was made flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Here we see how Scripture uses the idea of God's self-revealing, his Word, to describe how the very Son of the Father comes forth from the heart of the Father to reveal himself and the Father to the world. And the core of this divine self-revelation can be summarized again in a word. And that word is love. As St. John goes on to tell us later, God is love. So that when the Word became flesh, love, pure, perfect, infinite, omnipotent, divine love, became a human being in the flesh. And Mary and Joseph named him Jesus. And we see this divine love revealed not just in the words that came from his human mouth, but in everything he did in his human life. We see it in his early life as he obeyed his human parents in Nazareth, and as he sweated at living for his mother in his carpenter shop. And then in his public life, as he fasted in the desert, walked up and down the length and breadth of Israel, healed the sick, cleansed the temple, corrected sinners, raised the dead, and finally endured scourging, spittle, nails, and the cross. And we see it magnificently in his death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven. But we see this love of God made flesh revealed most clearly, most simply, and most purely in the event that we celebrate today. We see it in the face of the newborn babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. We see in him the love of God who loves us so much that he would strip himself of his heavenly glory and humble himself to be born a vulnerable baby in a dirty stable. Who loves us so much that he would come to us not at the head of a huge army, clad in armor, but as a completely vulnerable baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. God has loved us from the very beginning, and he has revealed his love in the face of the baby Jesus. He gave us his word. His word has meaning. He has kept his word, and his word has become flesh. Of course, all this happened in history 2,000 years ago. But before Jesus ascended into heaven with his body in the flesh, he gave us his word again, this time saying, "Behold, I will be with you always, even until the end of time." And again, he has kept his word. And his word has meaning. The word made flesh still dwells among us. He dwells among us in his church, his body, the body of Christ on earth. He dwells among us in his teachings proclaimed by that church in sacred tradition and sacred scripture. He dwells with us in his sacraments, the signs that are instruments of his grace and truth that speak to us in the flesh and blood realities of our bodies, especially the Eucharist, where the word literally becomes flesh for us and he physically comes to dwell inside of us. God has kept his word. But now the question is, do we keep our word? And like his words, do our words have meaning? Today is a day full of words, beautiful words we say. We say Merry Christmas to family and to strangers, to friends. We say thank you for all the gifts that we receive. Better still, you'll probably say I'm sorry to family and friends that you might have been angry with, or maybe you promised to be a better husband or wife, or mother or father, or son or daughter, or brother or sister. You talk a lot about how nothing's more important than family. And you say, I love you, over and over again. Beautiful words. But tomorrow, or next week, will those words be worth anything? If not, are they worth anything today? Do they mean anything today? A few minutes ago, we all said together, I confess to Almighty God that I have greatly sinned through my fault. In a few moments, all of us will stand and say the words of the creed. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. For us men, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And then we'll go on to continue. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And after almost every prayer today, we will say, Amen. A word that has meaning. A word that means, yes, that's right, I believe what I just said. But all words have meaning. Do we mean what we say today? Are we sorry for our sins? Do we believe in Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, and that He became man and was born a tiny baby 2,000 years ago? Do we believe in all that He revealed to us and continues to reveal to us, teach us through His church? This is what we say we believe. These are our words. If we mean all this, then good. But the question is then, do we keep our word? Jesus keeps His word. Do we keep ours? Do you live the life that Jesus revealed to us? Can anyone tell from the way you live, just by watching the way you act, the integrity with which you conduct your lives, the charity which you show to people, can anyone tell that you really believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, born in the flesh, and still dwells here on earth? Today, we hear the voices of the angels echoing over 2,000 years. Listen to the words of the angel proclaiming the news of great joy and sing glory to God with the heavenly hosts. And in the tiny baby born in Bethlehem of the Virgin Mary, see, believe, and rejoice that God means every promise He makes and that He always keeps His word and gives you His grace so that you can do the same. Today, I pray that you may have a truly blessed, holy, and Merry Christmas. But more than that, I pray that the Word made flesh may always dwell with you, and that you may always dwell with Him and recognize His love every day, at every moment, as you recognize it clearly today in the face of the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Praise be Jesus Christ.